I've decided to open my first savings account.
I've decided to reclaim my health.
I've decided to give faith
a second chance.
Time now for the I've Decided radio show, sponsored by I've Decided, an organization in Peoria designed to motivate people just like you to achieve your goals, from physical to financial health, to learning a new skill or being a better spouse. Now, I've Decided Radio.
Good morning, Central Illinois. You are tuning in to I've Decided Radio this awesome Sunday morning. I'm Kim Martin, founder of I've Decided and host of your show today. We're so grateful that you are tuning in and joining us. And guess what? That happens to be our weekly winning word, grateful. And we are going to be talking to some friends here that we are very grateful for, the Greater Peoria YMCA. And I am with the CEO there, Andy Thornton, and Lindsay Kerr, who is the Director of Marketing and Fundraising for the Y. Hey, guys, how you doing?
Hi, Kim.
Morning, Kim.
So glad to have you here in the studio with me. You guys got a lot going on, and we are going to be sharing everything that's happened, I'm sure, with summer. Just saying that word makes me feel warm. I'm like, oh, I'm so ready for summer. But with all the kids coming in for the summer activities and opening day happening very soon, you guys are going to be doing a family fun day.
That's right. Saturday, May 25th is the opening season for our outdoor pool. It's a big time for the Greater Peoria Family YMCA. So we have, this will be the second year in a row that we open up our entire facility to anyone in the community. And we're having what we're calling a free family fun day that day. And there will be lots of activities that take place outdoors on our campus, our beautiful campus of 57 acres, where we will do lots of activities. We have a free meal that we will give away to everybody that comes as well. It's a hot dog lunch, but it's summertime. We'll be grilling out, and we'll feed everybody, and then they get the opportunity to, hopefully, weather permitting, we get this rain out of the way, to take part in a nice swim in our super large 50-meter pool that's being completely rehabbed right now. It's under construction with a new liner and gutter system and all that good stuff that's going in it. So we're really excited to open up our doors and invite everybody in the community to come visit us.
That is awesome. I'm so excited. We all start praying right now that the weather will be perfect. We need good weather. But, I've been to the Y a lot on opening weekend. It seems like we've been pretty lucky, for Memorial Weekend, that it actually ends up being quite warm. It's the general rule, at least it seems, but it's been a weird, weird weather pattern, hasn't it?
Yeah, we're ready for summer, that's for sure. I think we have about 20 days until the pool opens, and we're ready for it to be nice. Last summer, we had a beautiful 80-degree day. The sun was shining. It was filled with people. Parents brought their kids. We had members. We had people from our community who all came out and just enjoyed a really fun day. And so we're hoping that we repeat that again this year with nice weather and that everyone can enjoy just family, fun, fellowship together.
And so you guys do this. This is not the first year you've done this. You did it last year, too?
Yep. Yep.
Oh,
this
wow.
is the second year we've done it. And it's going to be an annual thing for us here at the Y.
I think it's a great idea. I mean, kick off the opening week. What a great way to invite the community to come and check out your facility and 57 acres, huh?
Yeah, it's a beautiful campus.
Yeah, I mean, I've been out there many, many, many times, but gosh, I did not realize it had 57 acres. That's amazing. I think I learned the last time you and I were together, Lindsay, that you guys actually have like a walking trail path out there as well.
We
which
do.
I had no idea.
So it's a half-mile trail, and it goes around the outside perimeter of our campus, and you can check that out when they come out for the family fun day. You really can. We have a playground set out there too for the kids, and it's just a great place for families to enjoy themselves and get some physical activity in, because that's really important, especially as summer kicks off and kids have a lot of time to fill. So our members can really enjoy not just the inside facility, but the outside as well.
Absolutely. And, that's what it is. It's a resource. You guys are an amazing resource. And, that's why you're here. And that's why we want to share with all of our listeners, because that's what I've Decided does. We want to help you achieve your goals and dreams, whatever that might be, and share with you all the resources that we have right here in Peoria. So maybe you're thinking it's time for you to get up, get moving, get involved, start an exercise program, volunteer. So many activities, so many things that you guys can do at the Y. And one, this is just a great way to come and find out and be a part of something that's community driven and fun, and swim and play and eat free hot dogs.
That's right.
Free
Don't
hot
forget
dogs
the food.
Are always good. So now I do want to dive in a little bit on the history of the Y, because there's really some rich history. It's been around forever.
Mm-hmm. It's been around in Peoria for more than 160 years. And globally, it's been around longer than that. And so the YMCA, how far back do you want to go, Kim?
I want to know where the Y, all the way back, like where's the first YMCA ever?
The very first YMCA started in England. And of all things, it started as a Bible study. And that's our original roots, right? So the C in YMCA, which stands for Christian, is really the foundation that the organization started on. And, we take pride in being an organization that is built on Christian principles, and we try to infuse those principles in everything that we do. And so if anybody out there didn't know where that came from, it came from many, many moons ago, probably 175 years ago, I think, is about the time frame, from England.
That is a good trivia question.
That is.
I hope somebody, when playing trivia, I hope that comes up. That is a great trivia question.
It is a question in Trivial Pursuit,
would
actually.
No, it is.
Yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure, because who would know that England, from a Bible study, the Y has evolved. And what year, how long ago was that?
I don't know the exact year. I have to look it up, and I apologize for not having that. But it's probably about 175 years ago, roughly, is when that started.
Wow. Lots of rich history there. So many things have happened over the years. We're going to talk about that. And lots of activities and fundraising. Lindsay, I'm sure you'll be able to share some of that. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back. Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the I've Decided radio show. I'm Kim Martin, founder of I've Decided and host of your show today. Thank you so much for joining us. If you've been listening, you are listening to Lindsay Kerr. She is the marketing and fundraising director out at the Greater Peoria YMCA, as well as the CEO, the main guy out at the YMCA. We are very happy to have Andy Thornton in the studio with us today. And we got this amazing free event that these guys are going to be offering to us. Some of you who are members of I've Decided, every week you get your weekly winning resource in your inbox, and it has your weekly winning word and your weekly winning challenge and your weekly winning quote. And so if you know that, our weekly winning word is gratitude. So I thought they would be such amazing, great guests to talk about this word gratitude, because really that's what this free family fun event is all about, right, Lindsay?
That's right. It's our way of saying that we're so grateful to be part of the Peoria community and to be just an amazing resource for our community. And we're so grateful for everybody who supports us, whether they're a member, if they volunteer, if they give to our annual scholarship campaign, people who work for us. Our employees are so important to the Y. And so we're just so grateful to the entire community that we provide this free Family Fun Day as our way of saying thanks. So it's Saturday, May 25th, and it kicks off at 11 a.m. And it is the community's opportunity to come and just enjoy the Y. Our pool will be open. That's our opening day for the season. It opens at 11 a.m. on Saturday, May 25th. And weather permitting, we will have the pool open. We're going to have free food. We're going to have a bounce house and lots of community groups attending and an opportunity for families to just come out and enjoy the day.
Oh, my goodness. It's going to be, I think it's just going to be tons and tons of people out there. And did you guys, do you know how many people came last year?
Last year we had somewhere between 500 and 600 people, and we expect probably closer to 1,000, if not more, this year.
Yeah, because they're going to spread the word.
Yeah. And it's a bigger and better event. You know, as you go through, you learn how to do things a little better and what resources you need to bring in to attract people. And we've done that this year. So I fully expect that we'll have, you know, close to 1,000 people or more that come through our doors that day.
It's been pretty popular on Facebook. So if you're interested in more information about it, you can always check out the WISE Facebook page, just Peoria YMCA.
And we have an event. And the pool is huge, though. You know,
it's an Olympic-sized pool.
It's an Olympic-sized pool. There's plenty of room. Right. You guys got it. You just said 57 acres out there. Yeah. So there are going to be people in doing all kinds of different activities. So it's spread out. There's plenty of room for everybody.
That's
so
right.
We want to give you a personal invitation. Right now, if you're doing a staycay here in the Peoria area and you're not leaving town and you're home for Memorial Day, which I think most people are,
right.
That's why Memorial Day is kind of great. Most people are around. It's just not quite vacation season yet, but it's just a great little way. It's not quite summer, but it's a great way we kick off summer.
Yeah, it's a busy time of year. You know, a lot of graduations are taking place that time of year. So I think you're right. I think people are more local during that holiday. So you still get a chance to get outside, experience the outdoors. Hopefully the weather will call for that again this year. Last year we had a beautiful sunny day where we launched this, our first annual event, I guess. And we really are hoping for that again this year. And we just want to give people an opportunity to get outside and explore the outdoors. And I know we've been limited on those activities here recently because of the weather. It's been so soggy. But we just want to introduce people to outdoor play. And this is a great way to do that.
Well, I'm telling you, I'm praying we'll get all the prayer warriors on that because we need some good weather. We need some good weather. Hopefully, we have as fierce of a summer as we did a winter. Nice summer, warm days, right? So speaking of summer, though, you guys do so much for the kids in our community. I mean, obviously, the Y is a wonderful place to work out. What a great resource with all the exercise and activities and the indoor track. And, you know, but also what are some of those summer activities that people can look into for their kids and families?
Well, we have a lot of summer activities that kick off just after Memorial Day weekend. So with the opening of our pool, we have our swim team and our swim lessons. And so those start in sort of late May, early June, and we run swim lessons concurrently throughout the summer. And that's not just for kids. We also offer adult swim lessons. We offer individual, private, semi-private lessons, really for all. One thing that really sets the Y apart from other organizations is that we provide donor-supported scholarships. So we never want money to be a barrier. So if a family is struggling and they really want their child to learn to swim, which is, you know, such an important life skill to have, but they can't afford it, they need to come and talk to us because we offer those donor-supported scholarships in order to make it affordable for families. And so that's on our YMCA memberships, on our programs like swim lessons, on our youth sports programs, everything that we offer, basically, we provide scholarships for. And that's in addition to our summer camp. Andy, you want to talk about summer camp a little?
Yeah, absolutely. Our summer camp program runs 11 weeks, so it's basically the entire time that the kids are out of school. So we're providing that resource for parents who work to have a place for their kids to go. And we'll serve kids between the ages of 5 and 13. And we have two separate programs that we're operating this summer. And one of them is a traditional day camp program. And there's many providers in the community that do that. And we'll serve probably close to 150 kids in that age group of K through 12. So that kind of kindergarten through fifth grade age. And then we have another program, which is our Teen Reach program, and that is a program where we work with kids who are 12 to 15, you know, preteens and young teenagers. And it's a program that's designed to do a lot of career exploration, has a mentoring component in it. We want to get them involved in community service. So we're really doing things to help support the community and engaging kids in those activities through that program as well. And we're really excited about that. We'll see another 100, 125 kids that are involved in that. So in total, you know, we're going to see 200, 250 kids or better that are participating in our programs. And that's one of the things that I love most about the organization is we're here to support the needs of the community. And we do that through a lot of the programs and the services that we provide and a lot of traditional programs that people recognize the Y for, which is swimming lessons and a workout facility and a gymnasium to play ball. But we're engaging with kids and helping them develop a better quality of life as well and understanding what does it mean to give back to the community. And how can you do that effectively? And when we engage in those types of learning opportunities and work with our kids, then we just make the community stronger. And that's what I love about the Y is that we are a community center and we have people that come and utilize our services from, we like to say, from cradle to grave. And it's a really unique setting for us to be able to provide those types of services. And we're really grateful to have that opportunity and to be that type of resource for the city of Peoria and beyond.
And you, that was so well said. And really, you know, guys, the thing is we do need to think about where we spend our money, who we're supporting. Be proud, you know, of where you are going. And you know, we wanted to create that with I've Decided. We give resources to PUB so that all of our business members like you guys, which, by the way, I am so grateful for your support and for you guys being a part of I've Decided. And hopefully you can feel good about a portion of your proceeds are going to PUP, People with Unlimited Potential, as a school for young adults with mental and physical disabilities. We're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back. We are back with I've Decided Radio Show. I'm Kim Martin, founder of I've Decided and host of your show today. Thank you so much for tuning in and joining us. I'm having a great conversation with Lindsay Kerr and Andy Thornton from our Peoria area, the Greater Peoria Family YMCA. And we are kind of talking a little bit about our weekly winning word, gratitude. Love that word, don't you? It makes your heart warm. And when we think of gratitude, this is the actual definition: the quality of being thankful, readiness to show appreciation for and to return kindness.
Return kindness.
That's what I love too. And as we've been talking about your free family fun day that you're having on Saturday, May 25th, get that date, guys. Saturday, May 25th. I think that's kind of what I'm hearing you guys say. You're just returning the kindness to the community and sharing and giving back. And I just love that so much. That's so awesome.
Well, you know, we talked earlier about the kind of the founding of the Y and how it's built on Christian principles. And when I think about what it means to be Christian and to follow Christ, the basis of everything starts with love, right? And that's to be kind to everyone, treat others with respect. And I think that's a great way to look at it. And, you know, from an organizational perspective, like the YMCA, who's committed to building a better community, we take that seriously and we want to do that in any way that we can. And this event is just one example of that, where we open our doors and invite people in to come and experience, you know, a fun, family-friendly activity to where they can get outdoors and utilize our pool and our other resources and hopefully make a deeper connection with the organization and get engaged through some of the programs and services that we provide that go in and around our facilities there, with teaching your kids how to swim, which is a very important skill for kids, right? So I love the word and how it aligns with who we are as an organization, because I think it really does embody what it is that we're trying to do.
Yeah. And by the way, if you're wondering how you can get that weekly winning resource right in your inbox every Sunday afternoon to set you up for success for the week with some motivation and weekly winning challenge and a word that you can focus on. And you also get a success planner and journal to go along with that to help you stay on track. We would love for you to join our community and get you set up and started. And you can do that. You can visit us at ivedecided.org. All the information is there. And just get on track to achieving your goals and dreams and get connected to our amazing resources like the YMCA here in Peoria. And, you know, start your journey to success. You can do it. You just need the right support and accountability and motivation and all those pieces of the puzzle of success. And that's what I've decided is all about. We're all about helping you achieve your goals and dreams, whatever they might be. And so we're just talking a lot about the free event for the community that's happening on Saturday, May 25th for the families here in Peoria at the Greater Peoria YMCA. But I want to go back to, you mentioned the swim team. And
yeah.
So I had a daughter who was on a swim team. I never realized that the YMCA had a swim team. So I just wanted to kind of reiterate that a little bit to make sure everybody hears that, because I don't know that it's something that's everybody knows. Maybe they do, and I was the only one that didn't know.
But. Oh, we'd love to share about it. And, you know, you were talking before about being successful in your life. And one really great way to build confidence for young people, for them to be successful, is to learn to swim. Learning to swim is a huge confidence builder for youth. And our swim team is a great way to do it. It's a competitive swim team, but it goes at the level that the child is comfortable with. So we have swim meets that they can participate in if they feel ready. And we set them up for success by providing a pre-team. So that's for kids who are sort of 3 years old and up and just learning to swim. And they practice 2 days a week. And then we have our swim team, which is for kids who are a little bit older. Usually they're around the age of six and up. But if a kid is really great at swimming and they're younger, then they can join the regular swim team as well. And it's just a really great opportunity for them to build their confidence in the water. They're really supported, not just by our coaches, but by our volunteers and their peers. Because we have kids from 3 through 18 who swim on that swim team, and they're there to support each other. And it's really fun. And we have kids who have swam year after year for the YMCA. And so they're really comfortable in helping each other and to really cheer on those younger kids. And when they're able to swim across that 25-meter pool, man, they cheer really loud for them, because the first time you accomplish that, that's huge.
It's like running your first mile if you're a runner. It's like, yes. And then you realize, if I can do this, I can do anything.
That's
right?
it. And as soon, you know, when they feel confident to dive off that diving block for the first time or jump off the diving board, you know, all of those things are great confidence builders for kids. And they're easy milestones to reach once they join a team like the YMCA swim team. And we have, so our first day of practice is May 28th.
Okay. So
Tuesday, May 28th.
Perfect.
So you have until then to register for a swim team. It's really easy to do so. You can do it by coming into the Y. We're located just off of Willenols Drive between University and Allen Road. So we're at a really convenient location for a lot of families. So you can come into the Y to register, or you could do it online, peoriaymca.org. And we have an online portal where people can register. So it's pretty easy. And like I said, our swim team starts on May 28th, and it goes sort of until about the middle of June. The middle of July. The last practice day is July 12th. So it still allows for families to take vacation. You know, the season ends pretty early. And we have swim meets that the kids participate in, and they have practice every day, and it's lots of fun.
That does sound fun. And are the swim meets local, or so are they at the YMCA, or do you guys kind of go around?
All right. Yep, some are at the Y, some they travel, but usually not more than sort of 30 or 45 minutes away.
So they don't travel too far.
Yeah. And they're weeknight meets, so you can't travel too far to do that. There's no overnight stay or any long days of competition or anything like that. They're usually pretty short and sweet.
What a great resource. That is such a great resource. I hope some of you guys listening share that message, because I just love the whole swim idea. It really changed my daughter's life in a real positive way. We just got a few seconds here before we head out, but it brings me to the safety around water. Yeah. You guys have a program where you're actually teaching the kids how to swim, and you're working with the school district to do that. We may have to talk about that at the top of the next segment. We'll lead into that because we're going to run out of time here pretty soon. But swimming is important. That's
it
for
is
sure.
important, and not everybody's ready to join a swim team, right? That's just the reality of it. And we know that, you know, we have a responsibility as a community service organization to serve needs of those that are in the community. And we live in a river town. There's lots of opportunities for kids to get in and around water. And we want to provide, you know, the proper instruction to teach kids how to do that.
Yeah, we're going to talk more about that when we come back. Welcome back to the I've Decided Radio Show. We are so glad that you're here with us today and joining me as we have our conversation with the CEO, Andy Thornton, from the YMCA here in Peoria, and Lindsay Kerr. She is the marketing and fundraiser director out there. And I'm Kim Martin, founder of I've Decided and host of your show. And we are just really kind of chatting about our weekly winning word, gratitude. Such a great word. We're grateful for all the amazing things we have here in Peoria and our awesome city. And of course, one of those is the Y, the Greater Peoria YMCA. We're so blessed and fortunate to have you guys here. Not every community has a Y. And I'm learning the more I get to know you guys, all of the amazing things that you have. All the camps for the kids and the opportunity for everybody to be able to participate and not allowing money to be a barrier. And that's just great. And the swim team we talked about. But before the end of our last segment, Andy, you were talking about safety around water.
Right.
And I really just think you're awesome. And you came and you spoke to our I've Decided Business Networking group. And your topic was about collaboration. And this is just one of those. So, mm-hmm.
Yeah, we're committed to serving our mission any way that we can. And a lot of times, I think we find that we're stronger and we reach more people when we do it with partnership. So a perfect example of that is this Safety Around Water initiative that we talked a little bit about at the end of the last segment. And so we've created a collaboration, a partnership here in the city to serve kids who are at risk. And we know that there's a lot of kids out there who just, they can't participate on a swim team because they don't know how to swim. They don't even want to be around water because
they're afraid of it.
Right. And so we have a program that's called Safety Around Water. And it is a introductory swim lesson to where, I mean, I'm talking so introductory that we're not even worried about teaching swim strokes. It's about what do you do if you get in a situation to where you are around water and you see somebody who needs help or you need help yourself. How do you save yourself in that situation? And that's really what it's designed around, is the pure basic principles of saving yourself. And so we've gotten together with the Peoria Park District and with Peoria Public Schools and the Peoria Area Water Wizards, all organizations that are committed to serving kids. Three of us are committed to teaching kids how to swim, and we've pooled our resources together, and we're going to be delivering a piloted program later this year where we're going to be teaching kids out of Peoria High School this Safety Around Water initiative and using the facility at Central Park Pool, which is right there close to them, teaching it through their PE curriculum and really engaging them in an effort to not be afraid of the water. And we know what that can do for kids is when they learn those skills. Lindsay talked about a little bit before, the confidence that comes with that and how that can propel somebody forward for the rest of their life. And beyond that, the Park District and the YMCA also have a partnership that's somewhat tied to that, where we have now hired a staff person that works for both of us, who's focused around aquatics and who's going to lead this effort for us. And her name is Jessica, and she starts actually next Monday And we're very grateful that she's going to be here, and she's going to be running our aquatic programs this summer, and then she's going to be working for the Park District outside of that, but leading this initiative for us. So it's just another example of a collaborative effort to where we see a need in the community, and we want to, you know, pardon the pun, but pool our resources together and make a difference for those that need us most. So I'm really excited about that. I really hope, or I'm hopeful that we build a strong foundation later this fall for this initiative, and then we can scale it to other kids across the community, because there's more than 400 that need it. We all know that.
That is so cool. And as I was saying in one of the earlier segments of the show, we can be proud when you're a member of an organization like the YMCA, just based off of that one scenario. You know, you can be proud that you're giving your money back to an organization. Not only are you getting what you're paying for, a great facility with all of these resources there, great pool, great workout facility, indoor track, all of the amazing things to help you stay healthy and active and fit. So you're paying for what you get, but then it's like a bonus. Mm-hmm. It's like that added bonus to say, I know some of these dollars that I'm contributing, it's going back to our community, doing really cool things like the safety around water and the collaborations that you guys are. And, you know, we're all about collaborating with I've Decided. You use the word pool, and that's exactly what we do, right? As businesses are a part of I've Decided, we're pooling our dollars to help spread the word about what we offer and get the message out there so that we can share in those expenses, because it's hard for local businesses.
That's right. Yeah, you know, and I don't know how much time we have left, but let me paint a picture for you of how this Safety Around Water program could produce some really interesting results. So the Park District and us both together realize that, or we're always challenged every year with employing lifeguards and being able to provide a safe environment for the swimmers that come to the Y, right? I mean, it's a difficult job, and we need a lot of them. And so we always challenge with hiring lifeguards, training lifeguards, keeping them on the deck and things like that. So we see this program as, so we're bringing in kids who don't know how to swim, are afraid of water, and we're going to take them from that point of their life and hopefully be able to convert them to now to where they're swimmers, and they in return become lifeguards and can protect these environments for the others as they come through it. So imagine what that'll look like 2 or 3 years from now, when we can point to these specific people that started out in this program and now they're employed working for the YMCA or the Peoria Park District or some other pool here in our community, to where they're now protecting the lives of others. And I think that that's a really interesting vision, and it's something that I'm really committed to helping fulfill. And I'm glad that I'm very grateful that we have partners in our community like the Peoria Park District who see the need and are willing to come alongside of us and deliver these programs and services that are going to be impactful.
That's just awesome. I mean, there's just that is just really, really awesome, Andy. We're very grateful for you as well. And you too, Lindsay. Well, I want to just remind you guys, Saturday, May 25th, is the free Family Fun Day.
That's right. Kicks off at 11 a.m.
11 a.m., free hot dog lunches,
right,
pool, all kinds of amazing activities. Check it out. You guys have a Facebook page for it. Is it on your website?
It's on our website. It's on the Facebook page. It's free and open to the public. So come on, come on.
Come on, everybody. Enjoy the rest of your Sunday. Thanks for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to I've Decided Radio, sponsored by I've Decided, a local organization designed to help motivate you to reach your goals. Listen every Sunday morning at this time for I've Decided Radio. For more information, go to ivedecided.org. What will you decide?